Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Batches. That's how you start it. It's what you want to hear.
Batches.
2022. People. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you're quite hyped up about 2022.
No. Don't you put that in.
You are.
I phoned you this morning. I phoned Tom this morning. First thing he says to me, feel good about this year?
I said it's going to be a big year.
You did. You said it's going to be a
big year. To be fair though, I am saying that to everyone I meet at the moment. For the first week of January, I start every conversation with, can be a big year. I can feel it.
I do it on New Year's as well.
I said that at the beginning of 2020 and then look how that turned out.
But I feel like there's something in the air.
It's the kind of thing an agent would say to you, isn't it? They'd go, I'm telling you, this is your year. 2022, Jamie Lang year.
My agent's been saying that to me forever.
Every year, yeah.
This is your year. I'm like, what do you mean? I had a call with my agents. I said, this year's going to be big. Mm. And they all went, yep. There's no like, and I was like, come on,
this is,
give me something more. It is right. And then I went straight away to, it is right, isn't it?
Maybe if you just say it enough, then it becomes a big year.
I've started writing down my gratitude.
Oh yeah, I was going to talk to you about this actually, because you put a thing on Instagram the other day that said, these are my goals for the year.
Yep.
And I think I can remember them. It was go to the gym at least four times a week.
Yeah, just upper body. I don't want to do any legs.
Skip leg day.
Yeah, skip leg day. Yeah.
But you go to the gym quite a lot already, don't you?
Yeah, but I stopped doing it towards the end.
Okay.
But I actually make it a bit more routine.
Yeah.
So actually that more meant like get up earlier and go to the gym, make it a thing rather than going, oh, could go to the gym tomorrow. It's like, nope, going to go and do it.
Yeah.
Commit to stuff.
Yeah, you go down. You work out with like Proud Lock, don't you?
Yeah. Right? Well, why don't you come work out with me then?
Well, I would find it a bit intimidating. I've started going to this, I maybe shouldn't say it on a podcast, but I've started going to this quite bougie, like group classes.
Core?
No.
KXC?
Can I say?
Yeah, well, why can't you say?
Well, I don't know. I don't want people to come to it.
Sorry? You think that fans are going to turn up to watch us train?
Okay, I go to a thing called F45.
Oh, you do that one?
Yeah.
There's loads of those.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. They're all over London.
They're everywhere.
But
maybe we do one together.
Yeah, we should. It's fun.
Let's do one and then let's take a photo of us before and after.
Mm.
Should we do that?
Before and after one. So we could do that. The other thing I saw you put on your New Year's resolutions was be kinder to the planet.
Yeah.
Is that a big thing for you at the moment?
I watched this whole
thing.
You're
pretty bad with the planet, aren't you?
I kick the ground.
Yeah, you do a lot of like fly tipping and stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that your resolution to stop fly tipping?
Oh, fuck you. And I was chucking things. No, basically, when I was driving down for Christmas to my dad's, there was this guy who pulled, I was charging this electric car. It took freaking ages. Mm. And this guy pulled up next to us and he opened his car door and he kicked all of his rubbish out.
Really?
Yeah, all of it onto the side of the whatever in the service station. So much rubbish. He kicked it all out. I looked back at him and he looked at me. And in my head, I was like, surely not. And then he shut the door and just drove off.
Really?
And I was like, what a douchebag.
Oh my God.
It really annoyed me.
You didn't say anything.
No, I wanted to say something, but I was, we're charging, can get away. So I was like, I don't know what to do. But if he goes to taxi, we'll lock the doors. I don't know what to do. So I didn't do anything, but it really annoyed me. And I thought, okay, well, if I get annoyed at him for doing that, that means I need to do more.
So did you pick up the rubbish when he left?
No,
or
I didn't.
Or did you go, that's terrible.
I was going to lie to you then.
I
so
should
yes,
do something about that.
I didn't. I didn't. I should have. I didn't. Actually.
That would have been a good start, wouldn't it?
It just really, I couldn't believe. And then he had his kid in the back and he rolled up the windows and was smoking in the car. Oh, his kid was like four or something. I was like, what are you doing? Oh, it really annoyed. Anyway, it just annoyed me. So that, I got a few things that be kinder to myself. I think I'm pretty hard on myself a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And then the other one is not have my phone in the bedroom at night.
That's a good one.
But I have a problem.
Charge the phone in a different room. I started doing that.
Oh, really? Did you do that?
I don't have my phone next to me when I sleep. I put it on charge in the kitchen and then I leave it there.
What's your bedtime routine? Is this a bonus episode? It's not, this is like just regular whole episode to get into.
No, someone said to me a few months ago that you should put your phone on charge in a different room to the one you sleep in. And then you just don't. Well, but then the problem is then I just take my laptop to bed and I sit on that for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
But no,
I just watch YouTube it.
Yeah, it's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah. And scroll and be envious of everyone else's lives. I'm like, oh, he has a wicked house. Why don't I have that? That's the problem with it.
I was thinking of deleting Twitter.
I don't look at Twitter. You do. You find it negative. You find it negative, though.
I don't post on Twitter. I just look at it.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's just what I do when I'm bored. But mate, if I delete the app, I'll just stop doing that.
Well, what I did with TikTok is I removed it from my home screen. So you can remove it from your home screen. You have to delete it. Just remove it from your
home
screen.
Well, that's slightly different because you were banned, weren't you, from TikTok? So that's slightly different. But maybe I might just delete it. I might just keep in Instagram and email. Get rid of WhatsApp.
Does YouPorn have an app?
Does it have an app?
I don't know, does it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a quick look. Do you think YouPorn has an app?
You've got to be in real dire straits to have the app on
I'm
your
I'm
going to
have a look if YouPorn... Okay, what do you think?
That's a good question, actually.
It is a great question. You Pornhub. Let's do Pornhub. Pornhub. Is there an app for Pornhub? Search.
There must be.
There isn't.
There isn't.
There isn't.
I would love it if there was.
I'm gonna ask Google why
people have the app.
Why is there?
I'm just gonna update the app.
Why is there no app for Pornhub? This is my search.
This is good stuff. Are we live?
Why doesn't Pornhub make an app? There's a Reddit. I'm going to read it to you. Pornhub app free for Android. Going to change it. I don't watch porn. Okay. I mean, I know everyone erases their history immediately and all, but I still figure there's a large market out there who would prefer the convenience. Oh, wait. Is it that difficult getting an app like that out and on the actual store? Yeah, there's no app unless it's an Android. All right,
my friend, you might have to bleep this out, but my friend, was doing a TV show where he had to isolate on his own for 3 weeks before, and then obviously it was on his own in a hotel for 3 weeks, and a couple of times watched porn during the three because he was on his own for 3 weeks. And then when he came out of isolation, he started filming this show and he was sat in the makeup chair having his makeup done and was on his phone in the makeup chair and went on safari and a massive porn video just popped up in front of all the makeup team of this new show he was working on.
That's when you would smash your phone.
You just chuck it out the window.
I would smash it. I would eat it in front of them all. All right, everybody, listen, we have a great
talking
episode.
Talking of porn.
Yeah, Tom, you lead it in.
Talking of porn, we have on the podcast this week the fantastic chaps from the Help I Sexted My Boss podcast.
Correct. Jordan North
and
William Hansen.
Lovely chaps. We've met Jordan before, but we haven't met William before.
I'd met William once before.
Oh, you have?
And Tom and I were talking to each other. And we said, this is going to be a pretty posh podcast episode. Thank God, Jordan, we had you on. You made it a bit more northern.
He did.
All right, team. Listen, this is the first episode back of 2022. Hope you enjoy it. Tom is here co-hosting with me today. Get ready for a brilliant episode. See you on the flip side.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So 2022 people, what does that mean to everyone? Let's go around the table like it's some weird after party. William, you go first.
Well, I just hope it's not the same as 2021 or 2020.
is that what it is? Jordan, what about you?
I had a good year last year, so I'm hoping I can have an even better year this year.
Gosh.
Yeah. So you want it to be like 2021?
Less COVID, but...
Or preferably no COVID.
Less COVID, but there's more work.
Yeah, just loads more money. yeah. Let's go with more money.
Yeah,
Tom, what about you?
I very much like Jordan. Would like to see more cash.
I didn't
in 2022.
I don't think there are any game shows left that Jordan can go on.
That's true.
Have you been on the wheel?
Yes, we both have.
Yeah. You and
no, William was on.
No,
it
I was
well.
On the wheel.
Oh, so you were on the wheel as
yes.
well.
Yes, they were desperate that week, so William was on.
What was your chosen category?
Thank you for asking. Etiquette.
Was it really?
Yes, yeah. Funnily enough. Yeah. No, it was good fun. It was the most fun I've ever had sitting down in Hertfordshire.
Wait, John, what was your category?
Mine was radio.
What kind of questions did they ask for radio?
They asked the only radio
I don't think question... it landed on you for radio, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, did it?
It did.
Okay.
It was about a feature on Greg James's Breakfast Show. Yeah. But I came top of my group. I came first.
Did you? Did you win it?
No, it's all to do with the contestants winning money, isn't it? Have you been on yet?
Yeah, I did the
what
wheel.
What was your topic?
Confectionery.
Yeah.
A little plug for the business.
Yeah. Knew nothing about it. It was just like, oh, it's sherbet lemon, whatever. But I think with the what did I do? The funniest time that I ever had is I was asked to go and do. I was asked to go and do Tipping Point, which I thought was The Chase. So I arrived thinking I was going to go meet Bradley Walsh, and there was...
Ben Shepherd.
Ben Shepherd was doing it. And I was like, what the hell? I thought I was going to like beat... Have you done The Chase?
I've not done The Chase or Tipping Point, so maybe in 2022. Oh.
Have you done Catchphrase?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that as well.
I was awful at that. There was a picture of my head on a pole, and do you know what the catchphrase was?
North Pole.
Yes! Got that one right.
How did you get that so quick? I was honestly racking my brain. By the way, can I also just say something? I think this is quite like full on and aggressive. So I don't know if you've heard that. When you go to the bathroom, which I just did before we started this podcast, I was in the urinal by myself. I wasn't in it, but I was standing outside the urinal. I was taking a pee. You get it. And no one else in the bathroom. There's loads of like open doors in there. Some guy just walks in and stands right next to me. Is that quite like aggressively?
Well, we should ask the etiquette.
Okay, let's ask the etiquette.
I didn't take much notice of the layout of the bathroom, but there's another urinal next to it.
Yeah, but that's weird that you come and stand next to someone.
But are there only two?
Yeah, there's only two.
Well, I think that's okay. But if there was a cubicle, I would have gone into the cubicles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
William doesn't use urinals. He's never used a urinal.
You're lying.
No, well, I have used one once, but I hated it.
What?
I've been known
do
to
always
get...
Use, if, always use a cubicle?
Yes. Theatre, sort of intervals in theatres are difficult because there's normally only in the gentleman's loo one or two cubicles, but lots of urinals. So I've been known to walk in, they're both busy, walk out again.
He's never used a urinal.
That's such a lie. You can't.
Honestly.
I hate them. Absolutely hate them.
Have you ever been to a football match?
Have I been to a football match? Yes, but I was 11. It was a long time ago. I was in the Kop. At Anfield. My brother supports Liverpool for whatever reason. And it was very nice in the interval because we all went and sort of passive smoked in the bar. It was that sort of day.
Okay. So the great thing about you guys, how do you guys know each other? Where do you first meet?
So William and I met 11 years ago. It was 2011. Mm-hmm. I was working as a T-boy for work experience at BBC Radio 5 Live.
Yeah.
And William was a guest on one of the shows.
Back in the day, I was the talent. Halcyon days.
He was still claiming to be the UK's leading etiquette expert then. And I made him a cup of tea in a chipped mug.
Yes.
Two things. He doesn't drink tea out of mugs. He uses a cup and saucer. So he didn't drink it, did
no.
you? And I honestly thought he was like in his late 30s, early 40s. And I thought
he's like 12.
And when I sent him off, I thought he was going home to his librarian wife. and you always say we thought we'd never meet again.
No,
you?
I thought, well, he's fun, but we won't keep in touch. But we didn't for about 3 months.
And then a housemate of mine, a mutual friend of William's, who went to uni with, had an Olympic 2012 party. So it's probably quite a few years later.
But you guys later. Would have been young. You guys would have been
21, 22. And my housemate said to me, she said, I've got a friend coming tonight. You won't like him. Just don't be rude. I said, yeah, fine. And apparently she said the same thing to William. She said, my housemate's a bit rough around the edges. You won't like him. Just don't be rude. And all night, he just took the mick out of me, the party, everyone else at the party. And I thought he was one of the, and I still think he's one of the funniest people I've ever met. And we've been friends ever since, haven't we?
Yes, no looking back.
Wait, can I just, that's hilarious that your friend says about both of you, you won't like this person. What is that?
That's... Yeah, and we're pretty much best mates now, aren't we?
Yes, exactly.
And I remember, and you invited me, so even at 21, 22, William would have these candlelight suppers, these dinners. Everyone else was like going out getting smashed in
Manchester.
Some
like weird cult,
like a seance.
And in fact, no, the first time I met you, you was having a Christmas, what, soiree?
Bon Vivant Buffet.
That was it, Bon Vivant Buffet. And tell them about the
Michaelmas Munchettes.
Tell them about the Munchettes you were giving around.
Michaelmas Munchettes.
So I was offering around some asparagus and puff pastry thing, and Jordan was talking to my friend Amy, and offered it, and Jordan, in order to make conversation with Amy, she was quite nervous.
Small talk.
Said, oh, asparagus, they're my favourite hermaphrodite. He meant aphrodisiac. But God bless Jordan.
Hermaphrodite.
And asparagus aren't even aphrodisiacs, it's oysters, isn't it?
Oysters, chocolate, strawberries, that sort of thing. Oh, yeah. I think they might be.
But that's why you guys, and you know, you have your podcast, Help I Sexed My Boss. That's how it came about, right? It's because you guys are the complete opposites to one another, but actually still best friends at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're in effect, it's an agony aunt podcast. People write into us with problems like, oh my gosh, help, I've sexed my boss. How do you react to that? How do you sort of survive that? And it's sort of etiquette problems that I wouldn't do in my normal day-to-day life. And things that sort of other etiquette outlets wouldn't cover.
People forget as well, before the pandemic, this guy used to travel the world teaching etiquette. So he's
Are
a
you
proper
serious?
Joke.
So I was gonna, serious? I was, Is and that actually
it? He'll hate me saying this, between me and you, he makes some good money from it. So, like, he makes some real, and you
I think
China,
it's bad America. Etiquette to talk about
Jordan's
money.
It's very
Jordan's
bad obsessed etiquette, with cash today. Yes. Yes. How much money do you earn?
He'd be in the Middle East.
Because I was going to ask, you said when you met, you were the UK's leading etiquette expert.
That's the media-y thing.
How do you define that?
The day job is I'm an etiquette coach, so I own a company called The English Manor that used to be the Lucy Clayton Finishing School, which goes back to 18-something or other, and we teach children, adults, businesses, corporates, households, etc.
Wait, you've got to delve into this more. Okay. So I have a kid.
Yeah.
And
you're pointing at me.
Yeah, I have a child.
Do you have a child?
I have a child. And so I don't actually have a kid, but I'm pretending I have a kid.
I was going to say, I thought you didn't, but okay.
Sorry, did that sound like I had a child?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think I had a kid? You'd be worried that, wouldn't you?
Congratulations.
What are they called?
Yeah. Okay, I've got a child, let's pretend, and they're called...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What are they called?
Tyler.
He'd never have a child called Tyler.
Tyler. Mercutio.
Or what about Ebony Louise if it was a girl?
Oh, no.
Louise.
No, a good girl's name is Chlamydia.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Chlamydia Lang.
Chlamydia Lang. That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice little ring to it. This is my daughter, Chlamydia. Well, that's the name about Iona. You can't say Iona's bad because you'd be like, this is my daughter, Iona. That's not
Are you workshopping material?
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, you're
just bouncing things off you.
You have a child.
Okay, so hypothetically, I have a child. And I think, they're a bit. Am I thinking in my head? They're a bit rough around the edges. I need to smarten them up. Is that the?
We have had clients like
well,
that.
First of all, I think your child would be all right if I had a child.
Yes.
Maybe I would send.
I mean, there is such a thing as a lost cause.
So your child would get get down.
Probably.
No, you see, this is one of the things that we've enjoyed exploring over the however many series we've done of the podcast is actually although on the surface we are very, very different, there's a heck of a lot that we agree on. In particular, sort of, you know, we were raised very differently, but actually in terms of the sort of the morals and the standards and the manners, basically the same.
Yeah, that's true, because my dad was in the army. He was a sergeant major and he weren't really strict, but certain things.
Yeah, my dad was in the army as well.
I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Was your dad an officer?
Yeah, he was a major, yeah.
Yeah, I thought
so.
Yeah. You can tell he was an officer's kid.
Wait, can I say, my dad was in the army as well.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, my dad was in the Scots Guards.
Can you top a major? What was he?
He was, I think he was just an officer.
Yeah, how long was he in for?
Not very long. He got fired from the army. Can he get fired?
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically
dishonorably discharged.
Was he court-martialed?
No, he shot someone. No, he
didn't. I mean, that's the name of the game.
He murdered someone in his
He was
camp.
Court-martialed.
Yeah. He my dad tells this amazing story. What he used to do is he used to drive from his barracks, which I think it wasn't Sandhurst or someone like that, and they used to drive to Germany on the weekends.
Yeah.
And he had this amazing...
Oh, yeah, that's what my dad did, yeah.
Did
and
they?
Mine, yeah.
Why were they always driving to different places? And he had this amazing BMW, and he used to drive it out there, and then he would arrive back on Monday morning back into the barracks. And as he used to drive in, he used to go really fast and then turn off all the engines and everything and just glide in so no one would know, and he would glide back in. And one time he glided back in and fell asleep at the wheel and smashed into the barrack walls.
Really? Wow.
And so he was court-martialed. I don't even know what court-martialed is.
Court-martialed is quite serious. I'm sure he wasn't court-martialed.
What is court-martialing?
Well, you lose a rank.
People go to prison.
The Glass House in Colchester, I think it is. Mm. As if I didn't know you that.
Yeah, I feel like we've definitely spoken about that.
Tom's dad bought a gun to school.
That's a whole other story.
He bought a gun to a child's school. Tell it. We've done it on the podcast before.
We just had a thing at my school when I can't remember. I must have been like 6 or 7. And we had one of those days where everyone brings their parents in and they do like a parent. The parent talks about what they do for a living in front of the whole class.
Yeah.
And my dad came in full army uniform and had a weapon with him started talking about being in the army. And then I was sitting next to him, and one of the things he was going to talk about was how to take apart and put back together a gun.
For context, how old were you?
I was six or seven.
Amazing.
But then as soon as he obviously got the gun out, everybody went mental.
And he was like, that alarm just then going off. They're like, what? There's a gun in the school.
But yeah, we've told that story before, but that did happen.
But John, was it tough for you? Was it tough for you? Just because I think I asked you before in the other podcast. I always think having military parents and having to travel around, that's quite hard to do because you never quite find a base.
Yeah.
So it's confusing for a child, right?
Yeah, and a lot of kids. Did you go to boarding school?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of army kids go to boarding school, but we never did, and our mates never did. But yeah, we used to move back then every 2 years. So we've been from Northern Ireland. My two brothers were born in Germany, been down south, Tidworth, loads of places up and down the country, across Europe. But people always say, was it difficult? But because my dad was in a regiment, you'd move, and then like a few weeks later, your mates would move with you.
Yeah.
So you all kind of went to different schools together. Thing. And I'm still friends with a lot of my mates that I grew up with. So yeah, and my older brother's in the army, my little brother is, all my cousins, my uncles, all my dad's brothers are in the army, but I never fancied it. My dad said, I knew you weren't going to join the army when I picked you up from after school drama.
But I think it is, because boarding school, I get asked, I went to boarding school at 8 years old. Mm. Well, did you go to boarding school?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Well, yeah, but I didn't, I sort of
half boarded.
I only lived 30 minutes down the road. So for the last 3 years of my life, I did boarding. and then just went home at the weekend.
So when you were 16 to 18 or whatever it was?
Yeah, I was a day boy for most of the
time. So should I be serving the tea here or something? Yeah. All three of you went to boarding school.
Yeah, John, can you fuck off, please?
Yeah, I was a day boy until like fifth form and then became a boarder.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's definitely true that because my dad's friends who were in the army as well, they definitely all have they're very well-mannered. They definitely sort of, I feel like, drum that into you in the army. So I can see why that would be a similarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also like an interesting thing with Clark. We had Richard Osman on the podcast and he wrote this amazing article that was sent, someone sent it to me. And basically what he was talking about is when he went to Cambridge, he was expecting to go to Cambridge and meet loads of people who were these upper class idiots. And he was expecting to hate everyone because he felt like he wasn't going to interact. He wouldn't know anything. They wouldn't connect in certain levels. He arrived at Cambridge and he wrote in an article and realized, actually, I really like all these people and all these people really like me.
Mm.
But for some reason, it's true in terms of this, that we have this whole sort of thing with class at the moment, and almost being posh now is like a negative
I agree.
Term. It's like a really
there's so
much,
I mean, snobbery is obviously bad, but there is inverted snobbery
we
as
We say
well.
Inverted snobbery all the time.
We'd explain that more.
So when we first met, I'd have friends that'd be like, oh, you're not mates with him, he's a right posh titter.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I'd be like, oh no, he's actually really nice. And you're talking, you know, you're preaching to the choir because I was the same. And I think there is a lot of inverted snobbery. Like people look kind of have a go at people that went to Oxford and Cambridge. But like I was speaking to someone just recently, actually, was saying those universities like produce high class, like surgeons that save people's lives. I mean, I know a lot of prime ministers and politicians come from there as well. But
yes, but I don't get the politician thing, because surely you want your politicians or world leaders to be the best educated. You don't want them to be, you know, they've only got sort of one, they've only picked up a pencil once in their life. You want them to be really intelligent.
You kind of want them to have like a...
You can be normal, yes. You can be normal
and have working.
Yeah, they do need to have that.
I thought this was lighthearted. Sorry. What we're doing here.
I thought this was news.
And also everyone's a bit like, but I don't really know what I cannot say. There is like this weird thing, which is, and I get what you're saying, Jordan, because... I remember when I did Strictly, for example. I don't know if you guys watched it. I've got to the final.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, William. Appreciate it. Probably saw my salsa. Anyway, I remember speaking to one of the guys on that, and he went to me halfway through and went, Jamie, you're a good dude. And I went, oh, thanks. And he went, I just thought you were going to be a wanker. I went,
that's
what?
Actually very, that's very true. I've heard people have said to me...
put me down. It's 2022.
No. They say, people have said to me before, oh, I met your friend Jamie the other day. He's actually really nice.
I know. They say
he's actually really nice.
But I think that's from Made in Chelsea, though, maybe, where people just hate reality, I think, in certain ways.
The other side of it is, yeah, I get it. And when I first started working at the BBC, not everyone, because, you know, I love the BBC, but when I first started working at the BBC, a lot of people just thought I were thick because of my accent. They did. They did. And they...
William's nodding his head.
They all spoke like you guys. They had really neutral, great accents, and I didn't. And so there's a flip side of it as well.
Oh, there is. Yeah, and snobbery does exist. And
to be fair, I can be a bit thick sometimes, but...
But we love you. Well, you...
Wait, what did you...
You beat the wheel. Let's not forget that. Yeah.
Jordan, what did you say when we sat down? You went, oh, yeah, this is William. He gets his hair cut. What did he say?
But I always get mixed up with Princess Anne and Princess Margaret. But William's getting his hair cut today, and he has the same hairdresser as Princess Anne.
And Jordan thought I was having the same hairdresser as Princess Margaret, who died in 2002.
I always get... We've got, yeah.
But there is snobbery though, right? Still, isn't there?
Oh, completely. It exists. And there's no point pretending it doesn't exist, because it always will exist. In Britain, it's particularly rife, but it's rife in other countries, France in particular.
Is it?
So I think
I did not know that. Is it really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's worse
in France. There, you know, if you sort of, with cutlery, particularly with dining, and because, of course, they had their revolution as well. So there's sort of, it's more... a thing in France. I have some clients that will sort of go, oh no, we don't, if you do this in France, such and such a thing in France, you are considered very déclassé or something.
Yeah.
Whereas in Britain, we sort of...
What?
Well, we do that as well.
Because I always think in America, for example, they have rich people and poor people.
Yes, their classes.
But in England, posh doesn't necessarily mean rich, because you get posh people who are not rich at all, but they're very posh. And then you get rich people who are not posh. They're different things.
So then how do you define posh? What is posh?
William Hanson.
Here we go.
Well, I don't like the word posh. I would say upmarket.
He'd say posh.
I would not say posh, don't be stupid. But I think it's a mindset. It's just sort of how you... And it's your choice in furniture. It's your choice in clothes. It's your choice in where you go on holiday. It's your choice in how you do your garden.
I've got to say, since I've met William and since we've been doing the podcast, he has slightly for the better helped me in life. But I think I've also
talk about him. Your bathroom. Yeah, Dawn's just moved, and I went round to visit him 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And well, you had it in your old place as well, but now it's just yours.
So, the towels.
Yeah.
So,
you've got a flushing loo now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to go outside. Hey, old man.
Just have a bucket.
Guy's going for a shit outside. I'll leave light on for you. Anyone got the lantern?
That's what I'll leave light on for you.
I know where that lantern is.
He's just got a bucket and a torch.
Yeah. Got a flushing toilet. When I went round to William's a good few years ago, William had, when you wash your hands, he had little hand towels rolled up in a basket.
Mm.
And I just used to have a hand towel on the towel rail. Now I also have.
Like hotels
like a
have.
Hotel.
Because it's pretty manky if you've got if you've got 10 people around for dinner, even if you've got 3 people around and they're all using the same hand towel, even pre-COVID.
10 people around for
dinner. You've just lost all your northern fans.
don't worry. At the moment on the radio, there's a thing called Jordan South because everyone thinks I've just gotten the other way because...
What's the other thing you've done?
I got lavender pillow spray last year as a gift. Where is it?
Oh my God.
I cannot sleep without lavender pillow spray now. If anyone in Burnley's listening, please don't.
Sorry, can we just run it out? So you got given it and one night you went... And you went, oh, it smells quite nice.
And now I get where's my pillow spray? For fuck's sake, I had it. And then I have to stock up on it now because I can't sleep without it.
That sounds like one of those things Mariah Carey would demand. Lavender pillow spray.
There's loads of little things.
You know what I got given for Christmas was they're like drops that you put in the loo.
Poo drops.
Yeah, poo drops.
Yeah, they're great.
Have you got those?
Well? Yeah, someone gave me those.
Yeah, they're quite good.
As a joke gift.
Oh, but you wouldn't use them?
Well, no, have I changed? Not really. You have changed.
Have I actually? Yes.
But still, at your core, you're the same person.
I'm still the same one. Yeah. But I've changed him. You know, he's tried pot noodles because of me.
What did you think about that?
It's disgusting.
I met him Angel Delight. Before.
Disgusting.
Met him corned beef hash once.
Disgusting.
Considering he's a... you had turkey dinosaurs.
Disgusting.
Smiley
faces.
It
feels like I'm just pressing a button that says disgusting.
Less disgusting.
I met him... For someone who's an etiquette expert, I made him my favourite dish, which is corned beef hash. My mum used to make it. You can feed a family for like less than a fiver on corned beef hash. I made it him and he went, it looks like cat sick, darling.
It did. It looked like something the cat had done. But it's very nice of you to
do
something.
Can we say, just Jordan, I was watching Jordan as you were talking about you becoming South Atlantic, Jordan was making, and I know on a podcast, so I visually can't do it. Jordan was making a face. The only way to describe is that you'd done something really bad. And you were going, oh God. And then you went, have I changed? Suddenly had a realisation in your own head.
He gets very worried about it.
I do, actually. Yeah, with my lavender pillow spray. And
your lavender pillow spray.
Yeah, but I think it's quite a good... The difference is that when... If you're northern, you come down south, you do pick up southern things and likewise the other way around. But there is...
But I think a bit of that's just getting older as well, isn't it? Just like getting interested in
Thank you.
I just talk about what I got for Christmas, but
is this new material?
Somebody gave me some tea towels for Christmas.
Oh, and are they a waffle? A waffle texture?
They might be waffle. Yeah,
they're quite good.
But I loved getting tea towels. Yeah, that made me feel older. That I loved getting tea towels for Christmas.
I'd say over the past couple of years, I'm the same because I've always shared with housemates and lived like a student, and now I've managed to get my own flat recently, and I'm like buying nice coffee table books, and I want a nice print. Oh God, I have changed that.
So you got your own place now?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you went and bought for it?
Lavender pillows. Bro.
Lavender pillows. You realise how expensive curtains are?
Oh God, yeah. Curtains
and mattresses. Oh. Mattresses. I went to and so to bed, which is it's
moved into the adverts of the podcast now.
Yeah, talking of mattresses.
Yeah, but I went and so to bed, and what happens in these mattress stores? And by the way, it's a great store because I got my mattress from there. But they do this thing is what estate agents do is they say, right, you want a mattress, and you go, yes, please, and they go, I'm going to show you a mattress that is so good, you're going to love it. And you get on, you go, whoa, this is comfy. This is amazing. Like going to estate agency with houses, you're going to love this house. Yeah. And they say, it's 40 grand. And you go, what? Is I'm going to buy a 40 grand mattress.
For a mattress.
Some of the mattresses are 100 grand.
100 grand?
Maybe not 100 grand. Maybe that was too much. William, what do you think?
For a mattress, that's ridiculous.
It's a mattress there was £55,000.
No.
What? Yes.
You do not. Nobody needs that.
Yes, but apparently the royals have it and things like that.
Mine's from IKEA and it's secondhand. Yeah, because when I first moved down to London, the lad who moved out, and I did this really well, I got one over. Well, I won over on him. And he said, can you give me money for the bed? I was like, no. And he went, money for the bed and mattress. I went, no. And then he texted me like a couple of hours before I moved in. I went, oh, you can have it. I can't be bothered paying for it to be taken.
So you swapped numbers with the guy that you swapped houses. What?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well, it was a friend.
Yeah, I knew him. Yeah. I knew him, Max. But yeah, so I got a free, and I've still got it. I've got the same mattress and
bed.
So
what? So Jordan,
you cheaped out a friend. So he was a friend of yours.
Well, he wasn't going to take a freaking mattress to Dubai, were he? Get on plane with that rolled up.
And so in your head, you knew he's not going to want this. Yeah. So I'm going to steal it from him.
I would love to. Presumably,
I didn't steal it.
Well, that's stealing.
Presumably, Jordan, you've been to William's house.
Yeah.
What's William's house like?
Shithole. No, it's really. I've been to his parents' house. Is next level.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is it?
Just outside of Bristol.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah. And put it this way, they've got like barns, and William used to have as a child a TV studio in there, and they used to film and make.
I did my own family news bulletins, HMGN News, Hanson Media Group Network News, and
get young Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. And we did news bulletins.
Rupert Murdoch looks like Mickey Mouse compared to him.
We also had a family newsletter, Club Gold.
You're lying.
I've seen the videos. I went around to his house and he's shown me and his old videos.
I started that when I was 13. I wanted to be a newsreader on television.
The business at 18.
The TV studio was previously a little theatre that my parents had sort of built. Mm-hmm. And then I then obviously hit puberty and got too big for the theatre and would sort of be higher than the curtain rail. So then if I sat down, it was fine. And thus it became the news studio.
In my house, if we had any toys that were too loud, my dad would be like, piss off with them. Go upstairs and play. I'm trying to watch news here. And their family. We weren't like my dad were like, I'm watching telly.
Well, it was the same principle in my house. It was just they just put me into a barn.
Yeah, fair one. Taggart's on in half hour. Go upstairs and play with that.
Taggart. Yeah. Gosh, that's a throwback.
Okay, listen, team. In this podcast, we basically have it in two parts. So we have to stop.
Oh, have we started?
We started. That's the end of part one. But I want people to come back for part two. So, William, can you give us something, an interesting fact? Then you can give the answer to in part two.
Oh, well, should I do the teacup thing?
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Here
as to why we don't stick our little finger out, which a lot of people, I know you know.
Don't tell us the answer, though.
But I'll tell you the answer in part two.
Oh, my God. They're going to come back for that,
so
aren't they?
Don't ever drink tea with your little finger out.
Find and it's
out
shocking.
Why.
Is it? Are you serious?
I'm going to say a very rude word when we get to part two.
Oh, my God. Well, you better come back for that. We'll see you in part two, everybody. Bye-bye.